Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere. Even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Hey, it's Christopher. It's time once again for another Bob and Tom Extra. You know, we get you to work every morning on the show. Now, every afternoon at 3, we'll post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home. Coming up on today's show, the heaving of hot pasta. And should you consume food left behind in a hotel hallway? Also, a call from Donnie Baker. But first, remember Vice President Dan Quayle?
Hi, it's me, Vice President Dan Quayle, and this is my band, The Quayles, and here's my new song. Well, my name is Danny Quayle. The press is on my tail. They treat me with disdain. They would change the way they're thinking. They would treat me like Abe Lincoln if I only had a brain. I'd be worthy of repentance if I could form a sentence that didn't sound inane. I'd be much more respected if my thoughts were not defective if I only had a brain. I didn't know potato ends with O, with the intellect of Curly, Shemp, and Moe. Some people think I've gotta go. Though I'm handy with a putter, my head is soft as butter, and nothing is a strain. Mr. Bush would be proud of me. Murphy Brown would even love me if I only had a brain. From this party, I'd be splitting, I'd be running with Bill Clinton if I only had a brain.
Danny, of course.
Wow.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Happy to be here. That's Ace, that's Chick, that's Josh, that's Christy Lee. And we are getting ready for the Napa Tool of the Week. We'll pick a great tool from Napa and a giant tool out there somewhere in the universe. I think we were going to go back to the sports page with Chick McGee for 1 second. You said you had something besides the...
The World Cup.
The World Cup.
Moscow.
Right.
And, of course, the United States is...
Not there.
Didn't make it. But this is the music we're going to be using for the rest of the World Cup updates.
Oh, love it.
Because Russia wants to rule the world. You know that, Tom. Mm-hmm. They're going to take over.
Oh, yeah, that they are.
I love that song. Don't you like that song?
I love that song. Dennis Miller used that on his talk show.
He did, yeah. Dennis Miller Live. Tears for Fears.
What is that? That's just a terrific song. I thought you were going to use this one. The International Communist Party theme, you know? You like this song?
I don't know the lyrics to this.
You do the work and give me the money. Your stuff is mine. Never mind. Back to you. Is that sports?
Yeah, that's sports.
Okay.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, always be a good sport. Christy.
A Connecticut woman who has been awarded more than $85,000 in a lawsuit claims she was hit in the face with pasta and spicy sauce, flung by a man during an argument with another guy at a restaurant. The defendant, 65-year-old James Sweeney, a real estate lawyer. The woman, Constance Colmy, claims she was eating in Roma Ristorante. Claims she was eating in Roma Ristorante Italiano when she was injured. According to the suit, Mr. Sweeney picked up a bowl of dish full of pasta with sauce, threw it toward a man with whom he was arguing. Colmy was walking toward the exit when the pasta struck her in the head.
Keep riding it, baby.
Didn't work the first time. Just keep it up.
Causing the sauce to drip into her eyes.
Ah.
Colmy fell, struck her head, and according to her suit, suffered a concussion, eye pain, headaches, neck pain, back pain, and elevated blood pressure.
Hmm.
She was awarded $85,000.
Hey, you know what? Who doesn't have elevated blood pressure? Okay.
Well, a lot of people who don't get hit in the face with hot pasta.
You're on this woman's side?
She gets hit in the face with some guy's heaving hot food. She falls over and hits her head. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No, I mean, she
no
didn't do anything. Chick?
No.
When
grow up,
moon you think hits your
being
eye
outside,
like a big.
Being out, it's a social contract. Being outside, anything could happen. Okay.
Oh,
good
is
luck.
That it?
Good luck to everybody.
Oh, okay. You're telling me that if you were walking through a restaurant
and some guy heaved hot spicy pasta in your face, you'd be cool with it?
I might lick my face and go, why, thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it.
I'm willing to put this to the test.
I'm Mr. Calm.
Oh, yeah?
Well, he'd probably negotiate free vodka for life.
So Constance...
or rum, either way.
The lady in the
call
story.
Me.
Call me!
call go,
me,
baby, go!
Call me.
They call me the breeze. Wow. When the moon hits... What is it? What is the song?
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie.
When the pasta hits your eye, thrown by some angry guy.
That's...
Call the offices of Keller and Keller. are those the guys?
Good morning, Jim Keller.
Did you use the real guys? They're just waiting to call us.
That's the guy. That's the commercial done by Art Carney's son. Right?
He's a good friend of mine. It's okay. He won't. Jim Keller.
Art Carney's son or Keller? Mm.
I can genericize
Billy
it.
Keller? Never mind.
Jim Go Keller. On.
When the pasta hits your eye, thrown by some angry guy, call the offices of, to fill in the blank of your favorite law firm. thank you very much. You know Mr. Cohen. Okay. Oh, don't call
name.
Him. Don't
you
call him. He's busy.
He's busy. You know Mr. Cohen.
I believe he's busy right now.
Two hotel.
Flip. Oh, sorry.
Two hotel workers in Vermont became ill after they ate marijuana-laced chocolate left behind by some guests.
Oh, wow.
The edibles reportedly resembled malted milk balls. Okay. Oh,
you know
my
what?
Favorite.
Grow up and be high and enjoy it. Stop making it a...
Or wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. So they just, they're the maids, they're cleaning up.
Shelburne,
they see candy and eat
could
it.
I finish the story?
Yeah.
These
I don't
people
know.
Don't
you?
Know this.
I don't know, can you?
Hey, yes. Did you just point at me and Josh and say, these people?
Yes.
You people, as I like to call them.
I just about had it.
So I'm sorry, finish the story.
Josh,
please.
You're a puncher.
Shelburne police responded to the inn at Shelburne Farms Wednesday after receiving a report of an employee lying ill in the parking lot.
I'm ill. I can't take being high.
Wait a second. If you're lying down in a parking lot, you're trying to hold the earth down.
That's good stuff, okay?
Two employees were taken to a hospital. A hotel spokesperson said food left behind should not be consumed and that the inn's training
yes.
programs will be reviewed with employees.
Of course.
No charges will be filed against the guests. By the way, recreational use of marijuana will become legal in Vermont on July 1st.
You need to shut up because we've already talked about us both admitting to roaming the hallways of a hotel late at night, taking food off people's trays.
There may have been alcohol involved when I ate the roll off of a tray.
Thank you. What if that roll had been laced with marijuana?
Again, odds are... Probably
yeah.
Not. So have you ever grabbed a French fry when you're some guys rejected room service trays
yes.
out in the
no,
hallway?
No, it was a roll. I grabbed a roll.
So this only happened once.
Chick did the fries. Yes, it only happened
I
once.
I did the fries. Dipped them in the ketchup.
No!
Oh, man.
No, you didn't.
And I lived to tell the tale.
So in this case, then, these people had... So this wasn't marked as marijuana.
No,
they
had no idea what it was.
They just saw these malted milk balls and ate them.
Yeah.
That takes courage.
It does.
And they're going to win millions of dollars. You wait and see.
I don't know. I don't think so. I think it's their own fault.
Yeah, they broke the rules here.
Yeah.
And I think it's common sense would dictate you don't
eat. Well, how did the lady get hit in the face with pasta didn't break the rules?
She was a customer who was just walking through a restaurant.
She's walking through a restaurant. Some moron starts throwing hot food at people.
Well, frankly, I don't see the difference.
It's because you don't want to see
no,
it.
I don't
I want to go
it.
Back to the story. So this lady is, She doesn't know she's eaten any kind of hallucinogenic drug or whatever the hell this stuff is.
I don't know if marijuana
she's
makes
lying
you
down in. She's lying down in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Because you don't. Because you feel that high and you have no reason to think why. It's probably had to be terrifying.
Yeah.
When's the last time?
Terrifying.
When is the last time you set yourself down in a parking lot? In a hotel parking lot and just waited for the the ER people, whatever they call them, the EMTs to come. You think they don't think
well,
that's terrifying?
My last legal entanglement, I decided I'd rather be high laying in a parking lot than go home. So
I know something. I withdraw the question.
And all of a sudden, you understand me a little more, don't you?
I knew her.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you get that. Yeah,
sure. Just have the EMTs run over my head.
And take it from me, a buddy of mine who does edibles all the time. It's a different high than.
But if I guess here, I think I'm not making my point very clear. If you did not realize
that you were being high,
that you were,
yeah, you would think you were having a panic attack or going insane, or
yeah, you think something horrible is happening,
or
to me.
Really mellow and just hanging out.
It's like it's like being dosed at a electric Kool-Aid acid test with Ken Kesey back in the day, chick. You know what I'm talking?
Wow, that's relatable.
Didn't everybody have to read that or?
Yeah,
it was required
reading.
Back in the 30s, everybody had to read it. Yeah,
I think it was probably in the 70s.
I don't think I read that.
We'll see what happened, Christy. People at these concerts wouldn't realize that they would drink the Kool-Aid, and all of a sudden they'd be higher than hell. And no idea why they're.
Or you're Jim Jones's place, and you don't wake up.
The Jim Jones's people knew that I was going to kill him.
Yeah, that's true. They did. Yeah.
And say what you want about Jim Jones, but he was a great salesman.
Yeah.
Oh, charisma out the wazoo. Yeah.
If anybody can sell monkeys door to door and convince people to take poison.
Yeah, 900. Hey,
let's move to an S-hole jungle, and we'll all
there's a great article
starve
that
each other.
In People magazine a couple weeks ago by one of the young ladies who survived that massacre. It's very interesting.
The Jim Jones, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the most depressing story of all time.
Yeah, but he did sell monkeys door to door, so.
Now, you think we're kidding. this is like the fourth time I've had to do this morning. Jim Jones, the horrific Hitler-like.
Horrific man.
Did, in fact, for a time in his life, sell monkeys door to door. And that sounds
right.
Just so fake.
Like, it really does sound fake.
But it's true.
Buy a monkey from a salesperson.
I can tell you'd buy a monkey. A 12-year-old boy that answers the door. How much, mister? Only $1 down? Where do I sign?
Can you imagine?
Mom, look, I got a monkey.
At that time, it's within the 60s, right?
Yeah, early 60s.
That time, when you're got your comic books and you're ordering, what are the sea monkeys?
Sea monkeys.
And all that weird stuff, Venus fly traps, and somebody knocks on the door, wants to sell you an actual monkey?
Do I have to sell grit?
Holy moly.
Did you get that reference, Josh?
No.
Grit magazine. Sorry.
Grit the newspaper?
Oh, is it a newspaper?
On the back of comics, there's always be a way for, you know, because you never have any money when you're a kid, and you want to make extra money, you could sell grit, which was some kind of, what was it, some kind of newspaper?
Gotcha.
I don't know what was in the newspaper, but I remember the ad. You can sell grit! Exclamation point. Exclamation point.
Is that still out there?
Sounds seedy.
I don't know.
I think it may be a farm-related thing.
Oh.
Oh, really? Yeah. I always thought boys.
Well, that would be seedy in a different way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I thought you were making kind of a joke there, but
oh no,
you've launched a couple great ones today.
Yeah, and I think that was inadvertent.
I think your attaché case joke makes up.
Now Boris Becker
for the,
is the attaché.
The multiple attempts at the calling joke.
Call me.
That failed so many times. Now, Chick, before we heave hot spaghetti sauce at your face, I want to have this happen. Here we go.
It's spaghetti time.
Oh, that great. It makes me feel so.
You go
good.
Out into the world. Where does it end?
Well, if someone heaves hot spaghetti in your face, I think you deserve, and you fall over and get a concussion, I'm thinking maybe a check would be nice.
Grit, a magazine, formerly the weekly newspaper, popular in the rural U.S. during much of the 20th century.
How?
America's greatest family newspaper. Started in the early 30s, apparently.
Even in my present physical condition, I think I would have to get hit in the face pretty hard with pasta and sauce.
But the spicy sauce.
So fall over.
I think the contention is,
come on.
She got sauce in her eye, slipped and fell and got injured.
Right. You know what?
Okay.
What a reasonable argument you're making.
Here's what we're going to do. Come Monday, I'm going to get the hottest spaghetti I can. And Chick's going to walk out the door by the concrete stairs out here that are already terrifying and dangerous. And we're going to start heaving pasta. We'll see how you do.
Are those cold out there without the handrail?
I doubt it.
So should we report somebody?
Hey, listen, I take the ramp. Sorry.
Somebody should come out and take a look at
this. We have some pretty spooky stairways there. That's pretty awesome.
Shut it down. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Oh, hi, Donnie.
Donnie.
Hey, chick, laugh if you want to, but Lonnie Hubbard's, he's still got second-degree burn scars from taking a shepherd's pie to the face back when we had a food fight. I swear to God.
The keyboard player, Lonnie?
He played keyboard for a bit. Yeah. He was in Dick Wagon, and then he quit that band.
Was he in Mucus Plug? I can never. Which band was he in?
He joined us in Mucus Plug. He was in Dick Wagon, but then he wasn't part of Turtles with the Bees. That's when we did Christian rock.
Yeah, oh, sure.
Right. It's all different now.
Can I? By the way, my T-shirt. I've worn my T-shirt so much. Can you get me a new Turtles with a D T-shirt, Donnie?
I can check. I don't know if it's going to be a beefy tee like the original you got. It may be 50-50, but I'll try to get you one.
All cotton, man.
Yeah, the beefy tees are nice.
You know, I'll do it for you. I need to do this for you for Father's Day. Wish you and Chick
you.
Father's happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
Are you spending Father's Day with little Wolfie?
Yeah, same to you.
Well, that's why I was calling, you know, since Father's Day is Sunday. Yeah. I'm already pre-gaming, and the fact remains not to drop too many hints. But I'll be expecting breakfast in bed, Christy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who's going to bring it to you, but
yeah,
I hope you get it.
And I ain't talking about the eggs, neither.
Uh-huh.
You know, right. And this year, Christy, I don't want another dream catcher decorated and dried up of ramen noodles. I want you to take Wiffy out and have him buy me something I can use, like a new set of truck nuts for my boat. Or if you insist on doing homemade organic again, then make it a new potato gun. Last one's all gummed up with Aquanet. And you know the thing that peeves me the most about Father's Day?
What?
It's some reason all these single moms are hijacking our special day. Then they go on the internet, start talking trash about how their deadbeat dads, you know, a deadbeat. This one chick, last year she posted something about how her son's dad ain't never around, always bragging about her being the one who taught him how to play baseball. Well, that might explain why Tristan throws like a girl and went 0-for-30 at the plate, Phoebe. Swear to God. If that was my kid, I'd pawn the bat and be putting a down payment on a French horn soon. Set it right to her face. Even my own Ken's guilty of it. The hottest cousin in our family, Amber, she posts on Facebook how much her baby's daddy's behind on child support.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, behind or not, that's pretty low. Posting his business on the internet for the whole world to read.
Well,
that ain't nobody's business but him or hers.
Hmm.
Oh, and that reminds me, speaking of deadbeat, I still ain't got this month's support check from you, Christy, and I don't know if you sent it to the P.O. box or not.
Okay.
The thing I hate most, though, is when single moms post about how people should wish them a happy Father's Day, too, because they're both a mother and a father to their kids. It drives me crazy. And the only people allowed say that should be Caitlyn Jenner's and the beard on Chaz Bono. That's the only two. Swear to God. That's like being forced to tip a stripper time and a half just because she's carrying twins. It don't make no sense. Oh, and that reminds me again. The new management down at Xanadu's want to know if I could plug their Father's Day special, Tom.
What's that?
Well, first of all, the girls will be glitter-free this weekend.
Okay.
So that way dads don't have to change shirts on the way back home.
Uh-huh.
And if you're tired of getting the same old set of screwdrivers every Father's Day, at Xanadu's this weekend, they've got a BOGO on real screwdrivers, ones you can drink.
Oh.
And $5 lap dances from Vonda. Her stage name is Flathead, so it all ties in together.
Thanks. Vonda.
Vonda.
Goes by Flathead.
How strange.
I get it. Josh, do you have a gift for your dad, Larry?
Yes, I do.
Can you tell me what it is? Is he listening?
He listens.
Is he listening right now?
Yeah.
Golf clubs?
There's a chance he's. I don't know if he's listening or not now, but he does listen.
What is it?
Is it
a creel? How about a creel for fish?
Is it something you can wrap?
I could. No, it's a gift card to one of his favorite places.
Oh.
Does anybody else?
He'll enjoy it.
Gift card here, Lazy?
Lazy. That's exactly right.
He's always made it clear he doesn't need anything. He doesn't want anything. He just, you know, so yeah, give him some experience.
How about giving him one of those Josh Arnold T-shirts?
He has one.
Oh, he has
one?
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ever seen him wearing it?
Yeah.
So he's doing some painting recently.
Or cleaning an outhouse, or...
We love you, Larry. You're an American hero.
There you go. A little Bob and Tom extra for you. Be sure to catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and, of course, on our website at bobandtom.com. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher. Have a good one.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did, and I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.